When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite song.
Welcome, listeners. I am Neil Hendrickser, and this is Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today, where I invite you to sit back and relax as I walk down memory lane to look briefly at some of the headline-grabbing news and listen to some of the popular chart-topping sounds from the not-too-distant past in Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today. Today we look back at the year 1997. The world mourns the loss of two internationally loved personalities who had both visited South Africa earlier in the year, Lady Diana and Mother Teresa. Tony Blair's Labour Party wins a landslide victory at the polls in the UK, whose colony, Hong Kong, reverts to the People's Republic of China. From the grave, Elvis Presley still sets new records, while in sport, Ernie Els and Tiger Woods grab the headlines.
Never fading with the sunset when the rain set in, and your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Loveliness we've lost, those empty days without your smile. This torch we'll always carry for our nation's golden child. Even though we try, the truth brings us to tears. All our words cannot express the joy you've brought us through the years. And it seems to me you've lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will. Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You were the grace that placed us where lives were torn apart. Goodbye, English rose, from a country lost without your soul, who missed the wings of your compassion more than you will ever know. And it seems to me you've lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in.
Your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
Elton John's adapted version of his 70s hit Candle in the Wind, which he played at the funeral of Lady Diana, Princess of Wales. The song, originally written about Marilyn Monroe, was released immediately after the funeral as the single Candle in the Wind 97, and a month later had been declared the biggest selling single ever with almost 32 million sales, while Elton John went on to be knighted Sir Elton John on the 30th of December. Headline News. Diana, Princess of Wales, died on the 31st of August after the Mercedes limo in which she was travelling crashed at high speed in a tunnel near the River Seine in Paris. Her companion, millionaire playboy Dodi Al-Fayed, and driver Henri Paul, also dying in the crash. The tragedy occurred after a late-night dinner at the Ritz while the departing couple were pursued through the city streets by paparazzi on motorbikes. The car in which Diana and Dodi were travelling swerved out of control on a curve and slammed into a concrete column. A week later, Diana's funeral, broadcast live to countries around the world, was held at Westminster Abbey amid a wave of national mourning. The day before Diana's funeral, Mother Teresa, the Roman Catholic nun, who had dedicated her life to working with and for the poorest people in the world, passed away from a heart attack aged 87. The saintly mother had begun her work in the slums of her adopted home, Calcutta, in 1948. On the 5th of May, Britain's general election ended 18 years of Conservative Party rule when 43-year-old Tony Blair's Labour Party won a massive landslide victory, gaining a 179-seat majority in the House of Commons. While on the 7th of October, peace negotiations continued between the IRA and unionists, with Gerry Adams, leader of Sinn Féin, committing the IRA nationalists to a peaceful and democratic resolution to remaining obstacles to agreement. In central Italy in September, a series of earthquakes struck, killing 11, injuring hundreds and leaving thousands homeless. Also badly damaged was the 13th-century tourist attraction, the Basilica of Francis in the hilltop town of Assisi, destroying parts of the historic building. On the 1st of July, Hong Kong, a British colony since 1842, passed back to China in terms of an agreement signed in 1984, with China's communist leaders promising not to interfere with the capitalist system of Hong Kong. 92-year-old Chinese leader Deng Xiaoping had died on February the 19th and was replaced by Jiang Zemin, who attended a farewell banquet for the British as the Chinese flag was raised in Hong Kong. Skies over Southeast Asia were thick with smoke from forest fires in October, with fires in Indonesia blazing for months and Malaysia declaring a state of emergency due to hazardous pollution. The fires were made worse by the Pacific weather pattern El Nino, which brought hot weather instead of the usual monsoon rains. On December the 8th, Jenny Shipley became the first woman Prime Minister of New Zealand. Born in 1952, she had been a primary school teacher before entering politics, bringing about changes in transportation systems, welfare reform, women's affairs and public health. Turning to the courts, on November the 10th, an American judge freed Louise Woodward, a British au pair who had been facing life imprisonment after the baby she had been looking after died from brain injuries. She had been found guilty of second-degree murder at the end of October, but Judge Zobel reduced the sentence to involuntary manslaughter, saying the 279 days she had spent in prison awaiting trial were enough punishment for the young Briton. While on the 13th of June, Timothy McVeigh was sentenced to death for his part in the Oklahoma City bombing of 1995.
Guys, dress. dress in black. Remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, M.I.B. means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on. Walk in shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight, don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back. Cause you never quite know where the M.I.B.'s is at. The night on the horizon, bright light into sight, tight camera zoom on the impending doom. But then, like boom, black suits fill the room up with the quickest talk with the witnesses. Hypnotizer, neuralizer, vivid memories turn to fantasies. Ain't no MIBs, can I please do what we say? That's the way we kick it. Yeah, I mean, but see the noisy cricket get wicked on you. We're your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. We're fearless. Send my bees freezing up all the flag. Men in Black.
Will Smith had a hit with Men in Black from the movie in which he starred of the same name. Taking a quick scan through African news making stories of 1997, in May, Zairean dictator Mobutu Sese Seko fled the war-ravaged country with Laurent Kabila preparing to take over power. South African troops briefly invaded Lesotho. Ex-president F.W. de Klerk retired from politics, and trade unionist Francis Bard and activist Barney Desai both passed away. Arts and entertainment. Girl power swept all before it in 1997 when the Spice Girls, an all-girl British pop group who also did adverts for Pepsi Cola and starred in their own movie Spice World, had hits all over the world, among them this one, Wannabe.
When no one else can understand me.
While Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, who when he died in 1977, aged 42, was $3 million in debt, became the world's best-selling posthumous entertainer on May the 29th, with his worldwide sales reaching over a billion records.
And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why. Oh,
Legendary rock group The Rolling Stones kicked off their year-long Bridges to Babylon tour on the 23rd of September in Chicago. The enduring band had started in 1961, immediately attracting a large following and cultivating a contrasting image to that of the Beatles, with evergreen members Mick Jagger, Keith Richard, Charlie Watts, and Bill Wyman. '97 saw South African actress Alice Krieger in the hugely popular Hollywood spectacular Star Trek First Contact, while South African-born Shakespearean actor Anthony Scher made his Broadway debut. Young Durban producer Anand Singh was also in the news, handling Nelson Mandela's autobiographical work, Long Walk to Freedom. He had also brought some of the best anti-apartheid movies to international screens, including Alan Paton's Cry the Beloved Country, and Mbongani Ngema's Sarafina, leading to him becoming the first South African to be admitted to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. On the 22nd of November, Australian rock star Michael Hutchins was found dead in his hotel room in Sydney, with the official cause of death being given as suffocation from hanging. His band In Excess had been preparing for their 20th anniversary tour. His girlfriend and mother of his daughter, Paula Yates, died in 2000 from a heroin overdose. Here's a snippet from In Excess's breakthrough album Kick, the track Need You Tonight.
Let you know you're one of my kind.
Almost heaven. 1997 was marked by numerous other deaths too in the entertainment world. French explorer and TV documentary maker Jacques Cousteau, poet Allen Ginsberg, actors James Stewart and Robert Mitchum, fashion designer Gianni Versace, South African movie maker Jamie Ace, and author Laurens van der Post, as well as Eve Boswell, who became an international star with hits such as Sugarbush and Pickin' a Chicken. Boswell had gone on to give numerous radio and television performances in Europe and the USA, and also hosted her own TV shows, including Eve and Song, The Song's the Thing, and The Eve Boswell Show. John Denver was also lost to the music world in 1997, heard here doing his international hit from the 70s, Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads, I hear her voice in the morning hour, she calls me. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong.
New in 1997. Pictures of planet Mars were captured by the Pathfinder spacecraft, which landed there on July the 4th, sending back 16,000 images of the red planet, with a further 550 pictures being supplied by the roving Sojourner spacecraft. In April, the Hale-Bopp comet hurtled past Earth, the sun's heat evaporating some of the ice, creating a glowing tail, making its passage in the northern hemisphere visible without a telescope. On the 25th of September in the Nevada desert, Andy Green experienced some serious supersonic thrust when he broke the land speed record in the British jet-powered car Thrust SSC, hitting a speed of 1,149 kilometers an hour. On October the 15th, he did even better, reaching a speed of 1,233 kilometers per hour, becoming the first land vehicle to break the sound barrier. Now let's listen to this big hit from 1997 by R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings. See me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly. Hey, 'cause I believe in you. Oh, if I can see. Then I can do it. I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch.
Sport. On the 13th of April, an American golfer, Tiger Woods, became the youngest ever winner of the US Masters tournament at the age of 21, while South African Ernie Els, the Big Easy, enjoyed his best year on the world circuit, taking the Johnny Walker Classic in Australia, the US Open and the Buick Classic, going on to help South Africa to victory in the Alfred Dunhill World Team event at St Andrews in Scotland, and then winning the PGA Grand Slam of Golf title in Hawaii, breaking the course record in the process. Jockey Michael Roberts, who had left South Africa in 1988 without winning the coveted Durban July, to become Britain's leading jockey, returned to remedy that situation, winning the July at Greyville on super quality. In cricket, Peter Kirsten, who made his first-class debut in 1973, recorded his 57th first-class century in the last interprovincial match of his long career, and wicketkeeper Dave Richardson claimed his 141st test dismissal in Melbourne against the Aussies, beating Johnny Waite's long-standing South African record. While in athletics, Marius Corbett came from nowhere to win the javelin at the World Championships in Athens. On Christmas Eve, the world's most elusive criminal, Ilish Ramirez Sanchez, also known as Carlos the Jackal, international terrorist who had avoided capture for more than 30 years, was sentenced to life imprisonment by a French court. Born in Venezuela to a millionaire Marxist lawyer, the Jackal had been wanted in 5 European countries for the deaths of 80 people, and on the 4th of August, the world's oldest person since 1993, Frenchwoman Jean Calment, died aged 122, outliving both her daughter and her grandson.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
Thank you, listeners, for joining me for the last few minutes as we recall just some of the news headlines and some of the popular songs from the year 1997. Join me, Neil Hendrickser, again next week as we travel a bit further down memory lane to the year 1998 in yesterday's tomorrow's today.
And not so long ago, how I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well.
Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today was produced by Neil Hendrickser and recorded at JRS Productions in Cape Town, South Africa.
This is the son of PC JJ.